Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panayotovich with you, talking some college football. Now we'll get to the NFL at the top of the hour. Yeah, certainly Iowa, Oregon seems like as we get closer and closer, that's the one that a lot of people are really interested in, Sam. Numbers-wise on this game, before we get to the rest of the card, where do you think this number closes? We've seen some movement on the total, for sure.
Don't think we're going to get to 7, and that's sort of what I was hoping for. But then I was talking to a couple guys yesterday, and they both said they book, and they said, I don't think so. That said, Pinnacle is now at Oregon minus 7. Mm-hmm. Oregon minus 7. So obviously Oregon's minus 7, but the 7 is the star of that reaction. We're seeing probably more tickets on Iowa. I'm curious because I have seen a lot of big personalities say they like Iowa, but I've heard some Oregon from my friends, and I told you about the ChatGPT thing, right?
Not on this game.
About the ChatGPT having a huge day and huge season, like every
Saturday.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, correct.
ChatGPT has Oregon as one of its best plays. Take that for what it's worth.
I bet you your buddy is not the only person that uses ChatGPT, especially if it's winning week after week. They're going to go back to that well and continue to follow that. Speaking of big names, big opportunities, talking about this game, Pat McAfee Show. Kirk Herbstreit on the call last night with the NFL. He shared his thoughts with McAfee on Iowa, Oregon.
Hey, Oregon loses Saturday.
Don't get too loud with it.
You think that?
It's getting real loud. I know.
Why are you saying that? Why'd you say that so loud like that? This is very early putting that out into the universe. Ty really was wishing you didn't do that on a Thursday, but
I've been feeling like this since the Monday
after. I'm telling you. We all love Dan Lanning. We all love the Ducks and their potential, but there's just something about certain teams at Iowa when you go to November. The only blessing they have is it's not a night game, right? It's
3:30.
If it were a night game, it'd be a given. It'd be a loss. But at 3:30, it's going to get dark in the second half. And I'm telling you, Iowa's going to be just typical Iowa. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be like 15-12. You're going to wonder, how the hell did we get to 15-12? But that's part of the fun with Iowa. We don't know how we got to 15-12. But it's going to be 15.
Was there a safety? What happened?
What happened? How did we get here?
2-point conversion return for.
They bobbled the snap. The kicker picked it up, ran it in for a 2-point conversion as they're trying to do an extra point.
Something wacky. And then they're going to be lined up to kick a game-winning field goal. And it's 15-13. It's 15-13. Yeah. There's like 40 seconds to go. The crowd's going crazy. Here we go. Lining up. 45-yarder, right hash. Boom. Nail it. Game over, 16-15. Iowa wins.
Iowa, all of a sudden, is still very much in the college football playoff conversation.
Right in the mix.
And
right,
the Big Ten champions.
They win that game.
Oh, my God. The Hawkeyes with Granaski.
Yep. We talked about that yesterday. The idea that, hey, if they do pull this off, they win that game, they're very much in the heart of it. Already, I believe, 20th in the first reveal of the college football playoff. But Sam, hearing Herbie say that, does that make you feel better or worse? I don't disagree with anything he had to say.
I don't mind his football takes. I just don't like him bringing three golden retrievers to Vanderbilt and them getting lockers. To me, it's very separate issues. I separate church and state. Enough with the dogs playing fetch in the hallway. That's all. I don't I just don't want to see that. I don't care. And I'm sure the people in the hotel don't care either. I respect his football thoughts and always have. So for me, it's a numbers play. I have Oregon 7 points better on a neutral. Mm-hmm. And home field at Iowa is pretty high. It's like 4 points. So when I see 6.5 in a game that I make about 3, 3.5, I bet that. And earlier this season, I told Jeff this yesterday on Bear Bets. And, I was a little, pushy on him because it's TV and you're trying to, have fun with it. But when Indiana went to Iowa City, that game was 10-10 at the end of the third quarter because Indiana couldn't dominate Iowa the way they wanted to. They couldn't just run down their throat. And then you watch Indiana go to Oregon and beat their ass, and you're like, okay. I know we don't do the transitive property because that's not always fair, but if Indiana couldn't dominate Iowa and then Indiana went to Eugene and dominated Oregon, why would Oregon dominate Iowa? And then I looked at Jeff and I said, just wait. You're thinking everything's going to go well? Wait till Iowa blocks the punt and takes it back for a touchdown and Moore's going to be shook. And Jeff goes, oh, no, you're right. that's the Kinnick Stadium magic. And mm-hmm. to Herbie's one point about the time of the game, I've been to some games in Iowa City because a lot of the Southsiders that I grew up with went to Iowa. Those fans, they start drinking vodka vertically at 9 a.m. There's nothing else to do. There's nothing else to do in Iowa City on a Saturday but either go to the game or go watch the game somewhere. They are insane. And that place is just, there's an aura to it. And that helps my handicap that already pre-exists on this number's too big. But look, could Oregon win by 10, 14? Of course. If Iowa can't move the ball, they're not going to cover. But I think they can. And I think Gronowski is going to be able to at least move the chains. Not going to throw for 300 yards, obviously, but that's a big old tree, and it's tough to take him down.
Penn State goes from an 18.5-point dog at Ohio State, the number one team in the nation, to now they're hosting Indiana, the number two team in the nation, and they're 14.5. There's a 15.5 right now over at DraftKings. All the numbers, guys, and you pointed this out over the last couple of days as well. The number doesn't make any sense. But also, I hear that, but I'm still not betting Penn State. Are you?
That's the sentiment that I've heard. Chris Andrews, friend of the show, longtime friend of ours, booking bets in Vegas 4 decades now. He goes, my number is 11. And I said, bet the dog?
And he's a Penn State guy.
Okay, that's interesting. You make it 11 and it's 15 through the 2-touchdown mark. Yeah. People don't want to bet it. People are overriding their power numbers because the concern is that Penn State may have quit. That's all it is.
Yep. And yeah, I don't think anybody wants to bet on them. I mean, that's probably painfully obvious. All right, let's talk about Georgia, Mississippi State. We got into this game a little bit yesterday. Oh, the betting market disagrees. It's going in the opposite direction. I'm seeing 9s, 9.5s are popping. Oh, are we going to get to a 10 on Mississippi State at home against Georgia? Maybe. Miss State, 8-1 against the spread. They've been dogs a number of times this year in SEC play of more than a touchdown. And they are in those games. One play goes the other way, very close to winning a handful of them. But they keep covering the number. And this week, the number is going away from Mississippi State. I'm on the dog. It sounds like you're on the dog, too.
I didn't make a play on it, and I probably won't. Here's what I can tell you about how good Kirby Smart has been in these roles. Under Kirby Smart, writes the Bear, Georgia is 26-0 on the road against unranked teams. And the Bulldogs have failed to cover 5 of the last such games in that role when they're unranked taking on a double-digit favorite. So, I don't know. Trends kind of like Georgia. They like them to win for sure and like them to cover. And that, I guess, sort of explains the move. I could, I mean, at 10, I could definitely be interested in Mississippi State, yeah. though. You know, like at 10, it's a different conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of 10, we've been around 10 all week with Texas Tech. I saw yesterday it was even jumping up a little bit more, I believe, right? Are we there? Yeah, it's 10.5 everywhere. Wow, I see some spots going to 11.5. 11.5 out there. So this thing is climbing up. They are betting Texas Tech, betting the big favorite. So I'm curious to see if the room is on BYU making them a public dog. Another one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You would think so. Oh, yeah. An undefeated team's catching 10? That's a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bet it. Let me box it. Let me wheel it with other things. I laid 10. I did. I don't think BYU can catch up if it falls behind.
Tonight, Houston Central Florida, Tulane Memphis, and then the national TV game, Northwestern USC. USC favored by 14.5. Now we're seeing 15s, 15.5. This thing is going to keep on climbing, and that's at least that's what it looks like right now. Total of 51. Anything on Northwestern USC? Would you do an in-game play if it starts to go a certain way? Any thoughts on that one?
I think Northwestern can run the ball, and that does feel like a game that's a little high, which, again, is built in respect for the favorite, of course. When they open 15, there's a difference, understand, between opening 13 and opening 15. You open 13, you respect the dog. You open 15, you respect the favorite off the 14. But Northwestern can run the ball, and that's the one area I think they can shorten the game, potentially eat some clock. You know, you pin a couple punts, make Mayava go 90 yards or so. Northwestern's quarterback, also Stone, is not bad. I think they can hang. And I like their defense, too. This is a Northwestern total at 51, if that makes any sense. Like, USC wants to play into the 60s. Northwestern wants to play into the 40s. You know, Northwestern totals have been like 45, 46, 47. So to see this at 51, that's a good sign for the Cats.
Yeah, if Northwestern is able to run the ball with some success, maybe you want to be on that dog. It's a good point there. USC, 119th in the country in rushing success rate on defense. So they've had some difficulty stopping the run. All right, we start breaking down this Week 10 NFL card next. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.